the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know who's got the worst job in the world today? Being Chris Coons. This is Cut 6. And this is Senator Chris Coons of Maryland, or of Delaware, I'm sorry, trying to defend Joe Biden and the reelect. He is the co-chair of the Biden reelect campaign. Listen, this is Cut 6, by the way. Chris Coons from Delaware.
I know it is a very big week, but let's get down to it. You just heard Mary there. You're facing some pretty difficult poll numbers. That NBC poll she references says 51% of Democrats don't think Joe Biden should run again.
Well, Martha, the numbers we're going to be talking about are the 12 million jobs created in the first 2 years that Biden's been president, the lowest unemployment in 50 years, the 850,000 new manufacturing jobs. And I'll remind you, our president often says, don't compare me to the almighty, compare me to the alternative. When folks get polled on a head-to-head, if Donald Trump should be the Republican nominee again, he wins, and he wins decisively. Because 2 years later, President Biden is stronger. He has an incredible record to run on. And the former president is weaker. He's been indicted. He spent years just relitigating 2020. I look forward to talking about the numbers based on what we've gotten done with President Biden in the White House on infrastructure, manufacturing, prescription drugs. It's a great record to run on.
All I know is I look around me and I see people that are suffering. That's not a good record to run on. I don't care who you are. Now the deal is they're going to spend $300 million, maybe more, on trying to get their message across. If you remember back to the midterms, in race after race after race, many of them here in Nevada, we were outspent 2-1, 3-1, 5-1, 10-1. We were outspent. That's got to change. That has got to change. Stick around. More to do as we continue. 75% of teachers in the Clark County School District say they have no confidence in Jesus Jara to spend the money, the Biden bucks, the state bucks, the $2 billion wisely. Yeah, it's true. It's true. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Union strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Did you know that you could score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in store. On Tuesdays, think Terrible's. It's Terrible Tuesday! Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday! Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities in Texas are offering an $80,000 reward with hopes that'll help lead to the capture of a suspect in the fatal shooting of five neighbors.
FBI agent James Smith says they don't know where Francisco Oropeza is following the Friday night shooting in San Jacinto County.
We don't have any tips right now to where he may be.
Neighbor Wilson Garcia, who lost his son and wife, says Oropeza was firing a gun to blow off steam when he asked him to do it away from his home because his baby was trying to sleep. Instead, he says Oropeza came over and opened fire. Sheriff Greg Capers.
Five people died in my county, and that is where my heart is.
Authorities say two of the women who died were found lying on top of surviving children. Audio courtesy KPRC. I'm Julie Walker.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the advice from experts for Americans concerned after hearing of another bank failure, First Republic Bank.
Is your money safe in the bank? The answer is yes, if your money is in a U.S. bank insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and you have less than $250,000 there. If the bank fails, you'll get your money back. Nearly all banks are FDIC insured. You can check that by looking for the FDIC logo at the bank teller windows or on the entrance to your bank branch.
Pilots at American Airlines are voting to authorize a strike. That doesn't mean they're going to walk off the job anytime soon, but it does aim to put more pressure on the airline to reach a new contract with the pilots' union. The union said Monday that almost all its members took part in the voting and that 99% of those who voted authorized the union to call for a strike. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 46 points, the NASDAQ dropped 14, the S&P 500 index lower by 1. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If the Oakland A's receive the hundreds of billions of dollars in public funding they're seeking from the state to construct a Major League Baseball park in Southern Nevada, the Las Vegas Stadium Authority would likely oversee the planned $1.5 billion facility. The A's are expected to file a bill in the legislature this session, which would request up to $500 million in public assistance. The funding would be generated by a special tax district, which is set around the 49-acre site located on the northwest corner of Tropicana and Dean Martin Drive. If any portion of the A's public assistance request is approved by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Joe Lombardo, Steve Hill, the chair of the Las Vegas Stadium Authority, said the plan is for the board to serve a similar role as they did with Allegiant Stadium. Well, the Oakland A's are not the only ones looking to move to Southern Nevada. Las Vegas was the second most popular moving destination in the United States last year. The Penske truck rental list, based on inbound one-way truck rentals, ranked Houston first, and Orlando, Florida was third. A wind advisory in effect till 11 o'clock tonight. Look for a high of 86 degrees.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We still see some slow flows as you approach the resort corridor of Interstate 15 northbound past Sunset Road. A lot of congestion on Interstate 15 southbound, too. That's mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. And watch for an accident. Jones at Robindale.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act, to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Monday, the first day of May. It's going to be a great, great May. And then, of course, the kids will be home soon. That means summer vacation. It's going to be exciting. You got to love it. Always good to have him on, and know that his beautiful mom is listening. I'm talking about Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member who joins us. Kevin, how you been?
Good, buddy. Happy May Day.
Indeed, indeed. This was stunning news that we experienced just in the last week or so, and that is that 75% of teachers polled in the Clark County Education Association, that 75% is said no confidence of Jesus Jara to spend the money that's going to be coming into the district after this legislature meets. Can you talk a little bit about what you've learned about that? That polling is just stunning to me.
Well, just remember, Kevin, this wasn't the first vote of no confidence. It was, I believe it was like 3 years when he first started, when he was messing around with a lot of issues through the Clark County School District, which is, again, that'd be the second vote of no confidence. And parents should actually have 100% vote of no confidence, because remember, the school board trustees about 2 years ago fired him over the issues that they're having now. So parents should be upset, and we need to make sure there needs to be a polling out there to find out what they think about this superintendent, because I helped hire him. I'm not happy. We were boondoggled on this because he didn't come back. He never told the truth, which was really sad. And he's all about his money and not the kids, Kevin.
But tell me how he keeps his job. If indeed there are members of the school board or the board of trustees that don't like him, don't trust him, if the teachers don't trust him, then how does he keep his job?
Well, the thing is, those new school board trustees need to act on what's going on about performance. It's about making sure that he's doing his job right. It's like anybody. It's like your boss. I'm my own boss because I'm my own entrepreneur. But if I was working with somebody, they hire me as an expectation that I'm going to do the job that they set forth for me to do, that we agreed to when they hired me or you. And the bottom line is he's not. He's not fulfilling that agreement. So you need to, those trustees, those seven trustees, need to go back. They need to discuss it in front of the public and get the lawyers and find out how they can rectify this, because he can go away and they can find a new, it's this, they put this whole search of, we have to go out and search for it. No, they don't. They have people that are very qualified to run the school district right now in the school district. And I know that to be a fact because I've been there, done that. All that thing is a crutch for people to say, oh my gosh, we lost the superintendent. Now we have to do a search. No, it's not. They have people there, Kevin, to run the district, and the parents should be upset. And again, we'll go back to the school choice thing. We need school choice because, again, they're 50th ranked in the nation. And when I left in 2020, we were 37th ranked in the nation. We were going in the right direction. And that's because of some of the programs that we implemented that now Superintendent Jarrett got rid of. And we can talk about that if you'd like to, about some of these programs, Kevin.
Like which ones?
Well, we had one of it was called the turnaround zone. We were one of the first schools in the country to have a turnaround zone. That means we would find out what was going on performance-wise at various schools, and we had a plan how to turn them around. And they had the old division for that, and it was in the central office, which we were very cost-worthy, and everything we spent was making sure that it worked. And guess what? That's why we became the 37th ranked nation in the nation of the in the nation of having a better schools, which Jara got rid of the turnaround zone, which is really sad because we had data. We showed that it worked, Kevin, because we would put special people and educate some of the leaders in that school what they were doing wrong and how we could adjust how to do it with the parents. And it was a whole package that we put together, and it was specified for that school, that area, those students, those parents.
What is it precisely that this superintendent is not doing? And is it based on performance, test scores, graduation rates? You know, how is he judged?
They're going to judge him by the graduation rates. But you have to understand, you got a kid that's graduating with an F. They call that a minimum F. You got to make sure that these kids are, and there's plenty of data out to look how these kids are scoring in the math skills, in the English school, in the skills of all those curriculum. And all you have to do is look at them. You could look at each individual school. You can look at the whole school at the bite of the apple, and they're not looking at that. Those trustees need to be looking at that, and they're not. All seven of them need to start talking about it because, again, they're our kids. They're the parents' kids. They're not their kids. The parents have rights and privilege because they're the taxpayers. You and I that don't have kids in the schools yet, we're still paying those taxes. We should not be removed from that. We should all have a voice because, remember, the schools are bad, the community's bad, Kevin.
Again, joining us, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. We're talking about Jesus Jarrett, his performance a superintendent. And I guess my question is, so when is the next opportunity going to come that we can ditch this guy, toss him overboard?
Well, the biggest thing is that they can start now. And people need to go to the school board meeting and say, hey, trustees, we need you to take a look at the performance of the school superintendent. He works for you, but we hire you, the trustees, to make sure he's doing his job. And they can write the reports. They have to be open and honest, and they have to show the public, because guess what? Transparency is a must, and they can't talk behind those doors. They have to have the conversation at these meetings. And again, up in our legislature, they need to start talking about the failure of the Clark County School District and look what's going on, because, again, we'll go back to school choice. You're failing in our taxpayers' dollars. I don't want to waste my taxpayer dollars. I want to be able to put my child into a better educational system. And right now, it's not the Clark County School District.
Would an audit help?
Well,
A forensic audit, like a big-time audit that companies go through.
And thank you for bringing that up, Kevin. I asked for the forensic audit, the first trustee ever in the history of the Clark County School District. And they made me look so bad, and they threw so much stuff after me. But again, you have to have a forensic audit. That means every nook and cranny of every dollar, taxpayers' dollars, that is justified. And it would probably cost anywhere from about almost $2.5 million to do that. That's nothing with a $3.3 billion budget. To me, that's pennies to make sure that every dollar is where it's supposed to be. Because we do an audit in all 17 school districts every year. You have to. And when the governor says, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it, that's nothing. The governor should say, I want a forensic audit in every 17 school districts in Nevada, from Washoe to Clark, from White Pine to wherever our counties are spending their dollars in taxpayer dollars in public schools.
And by the way, just for the record, if it would cost a million or even $2 million for an audit like this, the fact is we are awash in education cash. He's throwing $2 billion at education with no guarantees, nothing. And that's why this whole idea of a forensic audit, I think is an amazing idea. Is there any groundswell within the Board of Trustees? Are there any people you know of that agree with you and say, let's audit this thing?
No, they're not. They're not speaking up. They should have been at day one when those three got rehired. I mean, when they got new trustees. Cavazos should have been screaming about the forensic audit, but she was against it when I was on the board. And again, they think that a forensic audit is about crime. No, it's not about crime. Yes, it can be, but yet you can find a lot of bad stuff, and where that money's going for you know, our taxpayers' dollars are going in any part of that school district. May it be the out of school, because we do separate audits on each school, and they call them forensic audits. They just pick them out and they go through the whole books of one school every so often. They don't have enough auditors in that school district. We were short 27 auditors in our school district. We couldn't even hire them. Nobody would ever apply for that job. And how do you run a school district without understanding where you're at with your finances if you can't do audits?
I was going to say, how do you run any business without some sort of forensic audit at the end of the day, where you find out the money coming in, the money going out, and did you get the bang for the buck that you were supposed to?
And then the parents need to start stepping up and start screaming. There's many advocates out there. They need to say, let's get this forensic audit. And even some of the, you know, some of my peers were for it. Some of the teachers were for it. Some of the leaders, principals were for it, but it never happened. They said that was one of the most gutsiest moves anybody's ever done on that board, is to ask for a forensic, and it never got done because they wanted to hide the sins of that school district. And today, till this day, there's a lot of sins behind those walls with financing, and it's got to change.
Well, the kids are the ones that are suffering, and their performance is horrible. That is a major problem that's got to be fixed. Kev, always good to visit with you. Godspeed to you and your family. Certainly, I hope that your mom is well, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hook up with her.
She's my mom. I love her. I love her a lot, and I appreciate you talking about her because she loves that also.
Oh, I just love it. You be good, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go, Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. I hope he gets back into it because we need more people like Kevin Child dealing with the problems of our schools in the Clark County School District. I mean, it's horrible. It's awful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin.